Blog Talk Radio.
Topic for today is, who were the Mississippi Mound Builders? Good evening, this is your brother Raheem, live and in living color. Welcome to our Saturday show. We're back on air after a while. Problems with vocal cords, they seem to be working okay, but still a little, my cord's still a little screwed up. Sometimes you think you can do things forever and it just don't work out that way. So what they say, you do the best you can as long as you can, okay? Now, since this is Black History, we're talking about Saturday, we're talking about Black History Month. So we're going to forego the love lecture, you know, although love is the act of the government for good. I want you to get that in your head, okay? The topic of the show today is who were the Mississippi Moundovers, you know? And lo and behold, it blew my mind when I started Googling who these people were. But then actually blew my mind because I know it confirmed what I've been trying to say almost every week when we talk about who we are and what's going on. The fact that we had a global empire, and Americas was part of that global empire. And when you really get into what they were doing and hooking up with the Egyptians and everything else that was going on around the planet, you can see that we had a global empire. Now, what they didn't say, what they didn't open up, they didn't deal with arenas. Now, as far as the Mound Brothers, there were no arenas there. They did have sports and stuff like that there, but it's kind of hard to get information from people who absolutely don't know what they're talking about. I mean, if you listen to the tapes and the videos that they have on these people, everything is maybe, could be, it could have been, might have been, you know, so they don't really know what the heck is going on, you know. If they would have, could have done it this way, they could have done it that way. And if you listen to some of the videos that they're doing, you hear a lot of maybes, probably, could have been, might have been, you know, this type of thing will indicate that they absolutely don't know. So they don't know what's going on. They dig in and scraping, trying to find out what's going on, hoping they can unearth some information that can help them in their society based on the way the indigenous people of the Indians, they call them Indians, but they weren't really Indians. In fact, I'm researching Mississippi Mound Builders, but I'm not sure, I didn't go far enough into whether that's their actual name or not. You know, they called them the Mississippi Mound Builders, but which means that they were here before the Europeans came to this continent. You know, actually they weren't, but that's a whole nother history, because as long as they're dealing with this Darwinian crap, Europeans will never find out who their history is. They're still pushing civilization, you know. Somebody asked me, what's the oldest known civilization that you know? I said, the Greeks and the Romans. Are you crazy? Egyptians had great civilization. Egyptians did not have no civilization. They had cultures, great cultures. They had great cultures. That's what they had, you know. A civilization is a civil liars. That's a culture based on lies. It happens with the Greek and the Romans. It didn't affect us. We're retrogressing the word civilization back to our cultures, and we have to be careful what we're doing when we're using this man's language, because he's trying to relate himself to cultures that he had nothing to do with. I'm on side of TV the other day. Somebody was talking about they done found a new technique for DNA to show that Ramazus and all them was black and was white with blonde hair and the whole nine yards. But that's definitely not true. They're still trying to find a way to put themselves in black history, but they have a great history, but they have to, I'm getting hoarse of it. They have a great history, but they have to get out of the Darwinian theory. A theory is an idea that somebody has that hasn't been proven yet. So the Darwinian concept has not been proven. That's why they call it a theory. So our people need to stop pushing that particular theory, because it don't work for who we are and what we don't and what we've been through. I forgot to activate something here, and I need to do that before my laptop shut down. Actually, I just forgot to plug it in. So give me, oh no, it's plugged in. Yeah, it's plugged in. It's plugged in. Okay, I don't know what that was all about. So anyhow, this is what we're dealing with. We're dealing with people who don't know our culture. don't understand our culture. They're trying as hard as they can to understand our culture, but they keep relating it to Darwinism. They're never going to understand who and what's going on as long as they keep throwing this racist guy's name up, if I understand. Because Darwin, it's a nice idea, but it's just an idea that he had. You can't, something that cannot be proven. This is what I'm getting at, you know? Everything that we deal with in the cosmos was designed. Talking about Zionism based on, I don't know what they're calling this Big Bang theory, but there was no Big Bang either. You know, the noise they're listening to is the normal noise that planets make when they move. Everything makes noise when it moves. You know what I'm saying? This is what they're listening to. And we can relate it back to the Big Bang theory because the noise is, we're still getting the noise from the Big Bang. Yeah, right. Sure you are, you know? And that's not true. You know, once they get into dark matter and really understand how to use dark matter and how to deal with dark matter in reference to natural decay or rocks and stuff like that there, then they'll come up with some pretty good answers. But right now, carbon dating system, you really can't trust it. You know, they tell them how old the pyramids was. The pyramids was a certain amount of age. Then here comes another archaeologist who debunked the whole theory because there was water and underlying of the Sphinx. And the last time that area was fertile with rain and stuff, 25,000 years ago, that threw a whole theory out. You got to listen to when they talk. When they say maybe, probably, could be, might have been, you know what I mean? You know they don't know what they're talking about because they can't give you definite information. This is what I'm saying. I'm a drummer, and if I teach drums, if you teach a person certain rudiments, paradiddles, and all that kind of stuff, as a drummer, if you teach him wrong, it don't matter how much he practiced. It's still going to be wrong. You got architects that are sitting in school learning wrong information, putting the wrong answers on paper to get their little aids and stuff, and they get certified. I got a degree in so and so, so and so, but all the information that he learning while he's getting his degree is wrong. So you can't put your stock in these so-called archaeologists just because they have a degree. Listen to what they're saying. A lot of the archaeologists that are coming up with positive information about things talk about it or they lose tenure. Some of them have lost tenure already by trying to put the truth out there. They don't want the truth. They want information made up to foster this whack theory that they call Darwinism. You know, it just don't work. There's too many inconsistencies in it. You know, I hate to come out against Darwinism, but hey, what can I tell you? You know what I mean? Okay. Now, every Saturday, we're going to be going through Black History, okay? Actually, Black History is the missing pieces of world history. I don't know why they call it Black History, because they don't have a history without Black folks' history. You follow what I'm saying? All five tribes' history connects. I must say that again. All five tribes' history connects. Okay, so when you're dealing with history, you have to link all the five tribes together because no modern man, I'm going to say this right now, because they're going through this hunter-gatherer crap, no modern man is indigenous to this planet. So if we didn't come from this planet, that means that we weren't hunter-gatherers here. We have retrogressed to a state that we're doing these things, but we didn't evolve as hunters and gatherers into people going to Mars. It just don't work that way. You know what I'm saying? We have retrogressed. Some people have, you got some people out there right now that are still hunting with spears and all that stuff. You follow what I'm saying? Because they don't know who they are. They've locked themselves into nature as men and women. That's not who we are. You know what I'm saying? Naturally, nature-wise, I'll put it this way. Nature-wise, that's who we are. Okay, men and women. But the reality is that we are actually God who made nature. So if we made nature, that means that we are above nature. Nature don't control us. I'm going to say this. I say this all the time. Man can't fly. if you walk outside, flap your arms, it's just not natural for you to take off like a bird. That's nature. You know what I'm saying? As God, going back to what everything was done in the beginning, design is something. See what I'm saying? You can design things so that you can fly in jets and planes and go off planet, because the design system that they're using now is the same one we did when we put the planets and the stars out there. Hello? We designed all of this stuff out here. It wasn't no doggone Big Bang. That's a whole nother lecture. I'm going to get into what actually happened during the time when things went into motion. You follow what I'm saying? Because when you talk about time, you're talking about motion. This is what we're dealing with. Time is a measurement of motion. When they say space-time, all they're talking about is the movement of things outside of the Earth's atmosphere. So they move differently. They either move slower or faster or whatever they're coming up with out there. But it doesn't move the same way that it does when you're on the planet. That's why they say space-time. But time is a unit of measurement for motion. That's what time is. You know what I'm saying? Some people talk about time like it's a living thing. It's not. It's like a ruler. You know what I'm saying? You have no use for a ruler until you get ready to measure something solid. Then you need a ruler. You have no use for time until you're going to measure the motion of something. Hello? You know what I'm saying? Everything that we're dealing with is based on the motion of something. Your 24-hour day is based on the motion of the planet, okay? Your 365 days a year is based on the motion of the planet, okay? Your clocks are based on something that's moving. That's where you get your time from. If nothing's moving, there's no time. You can't call it until it moves. Well, it's been laying dormant for 2 million years. Okay, that's it. There's no motion in the thing. So the only thing you can do is say how long it's been standing still based on the motion of other things. You follow what I'm saying? Because you don't know it's been dormant for 2 million years unless you're measuring by some other motion relating it to that thing sitting still, whatever it is. You follow what I'm saying? I'm just, I don't know why I'm going here today. I'm just giving you a wake-up call. It's what we're talking about, the mound buildings, I guess. I'm going a little bit off topic here, but something sent me into that, so I just figured I'd go ahead and drop it, okay? Now, I don't know if you're familiar with Hartspot. This brother, I like him because he understands history. My voice is shutting down. I thought I'd be able to do it. Here we go. I like him because he understands history, okay? He's telling us about the Americas. He's telling us we had a global empire. He's telling us that we had sports and arenas and everything else. They are unearthing some of the arenas here on this continent, you know, that we use. When I was dealing with the teachers of the mound builders, they talking about, well, they went up on the mound was for the hierarchy and all that. It was a communication platform. They communicated mind to mind. Oh, but they're not going to tell you that. Oh, they didn't have a written language. No, they didn't have a written language. They didn't need one because they had a communication that was above right. That's what I'm getting at. And that's the problem that they have. Follow what I'm saying? They have, you know, just like everything is chemically based in their science. Well, not everything, because they're starting to move away from chemicals. But most of the science that they're doing now is chemical based. You know, that's really what you saw at its basic level. You know, really what you saw is science. You put two chemicals together, you're going to reap a reaction. You put mathematics in it to measure the motion of the reaction so that you can control whatever the reaction does. Okay, you follow what I'm saying? That's really what you saw. Okay, now we have read what you saw, and we have doggy dog. And okay, those are two cultures, but back to the mind build, the Mississippi mind build. Now, I didn't do enough research because I don't know if that was their actual name, Mississippian, or did they have another name and we attached turn Mississippians to them? Now, these are some questions I need to answer. Those of you on the line or listening to the show, you know, maybe you can look it up. Maybe you can find out later on exactly what I'm talking about. If that's the actual reality or is it actually Mississippi? If that's who they actually were. But I know they were native to the continent. This is 800 AD. They build in mounds with intricate living quarters and all this stuff, you know, growing corn and, you know, things of that nature, you know. This is 800 AD. They were doing this here. One of the Europeans over here, showing them how to build their stuff, you know what I mean? And as they did further research, they realized that these people were on their own, but they weren't on their own. That's where they keep us away from our history. We had a global empire, and America was part of that empire. The name America was here before America Vespucci, before Leif Erikson, before Columbus, before all these guys. The country was the landmass was called the Americas. Okay, and when I looked up who owns the United States, it came up the Queen owns the United States and the Americas. Why would they add and the Americas? You know what I'm saying? They know a lot that they're not letting out because they don't want you to. They don't want to give you no wake up call. They don't want you to know who you are, who's on first, what's on second. They don't want. Oh, that's a old joke for Abbott and Costello, but they don't want you to know nothing. They want to keep you as ignorant as possible. So when some kind artist get up there and start spewing a whole bunch of crap in your ear, you'll go for it. You know what I mean? They really need you kind of stupid so they can get over on you as much as possible. Our job is to give you a wake-up call. That's why we're here. I try to be here every day. If my voice not holding up, I might not even make tomorrow. This is crazy. I'm starting today, hoping that I can start today and go every day with the broadcast because the information that I'm putting out we need, okay? Now, I'm thinking that you need to get some kind of books, all right? Some of the books that I recommend, you know, and for history, you know, is 100 Amazing Facts About the Negro with Complete Proof by J.A. Rogers, okay? Black in Venice, Crafting Over 200 Years of Success by Keith C. Holmes. Stolen Legacy by George James. When Rocks Cry Out by Horace Butler. The Bible, King James Version. The Ironical Scriptures by Elohim Christ. Blacks in Science. I don't know why I can't think of his name. I got his picture in my mind and everything. But I can't think of the brother who did Blacks in Science. He's really, really good. And I'll try to come up with his name as we go along. You know what I mean? I think that was the last one. Yeah, that was the last one. I'll try to come up with his name because his brother's pretty good. And when it comes to Blacks in Science, it's really, really good, okay? Now, I just want to drop some books that you can go and read and learn up a little bit more about your history, okay? Now, the Mississippi Mind Builders, they were blowing people's minds. These people are practicing, trying to find some of their social work, social order, by trying to study the Mississippi Mind Builders. This is part of a global structure that we had. It didn't just start, we didn't just wake up and just start doing it. We had a global empire. That's why I like Horace Butler. He's teaching on this stuff, you know. Some people don't like him because he's taking us outside the box, you know. The Mississippi Mind Builder at Illinois. It wasn't just in Mississippi. They had some in Illinois. It was another state, too. As I'm researching this Mississippi Mind Builder, who knew? You know what I mean? Who knew that this was going on? I sure did. It was one for Brother Mac. Now, I'm doing these segments in honor of Brother Mac. If it weren't for Brother Mac, I wouldn't be looking up no Mississippi Mind Builders. I still have a question. Those who are on the line, if you can find out, that would be great. Maybe next Saturday you can fill us in on if their name was actually the Mississippians or did they have another name prior to that because they were native they were Native Americans. You know what I'm saying? I can say Native Americans because the Americas was here for thousands of years. The Americas were here, coming from the Marians, all the way through Africa, through Belize. Our history is absolutely amazing, and it's global. They're trying to keep us from unifying. They're trying to keep us from connecting together. And the biggest problem I have is that the Europeans, I'm saying Europeans, but the original Europeans were black too. So we can't just go there. Every time we say Europeans, we think about white folks. But the original Europeans were black. In fact, Europe is named after a black woman. She was a black king who colonized, we want to use the term colonized, who colonized Europe. You follow what I'm saying? So they're never going to find their history. I'm talking about the white tribe. They're never going to find their history as long as they're following Darwinism, because they get into this hunter-gatherer thing coming from some little primordial goo that everybody sprung up from. That's not how it works. That's not how, what happened. You follow what I'm saying? And guys like Horace Butler, who's talking about history from a global perspective, right? You can, as you begin to learn about the Mississippi and the Mississippi mine builders, my voice is starting to go. I hope it don't affect my show tomorrow. If you really study the Mississippi mound builders, right? These guys were absolutely amazing, and it's part of a global network. This is what they're not trying to tell you. Now, when you listen to the Europeans as they explaining who these people were, listen for the key words that let you know they don't know what they're talking about. Maybe, could have been, might have been, probably. These are the words that they'd be using because they don't know. And I'm sitting there listening to these guys, videotape after videotape today. And I'm saying, I'm listening to people who talk about a subject that they don't know anything about. They don't know nothing about the communication from mind to mind that we used to do. Well, these people, they didn't have a written language. They didn't need a written language, you follow what I'm saying? Because on the mound, they were able to communicate globally from mind to mind. They're not going to say that. They didn't tell you, oh, that was for the hierarchy of the king, and he was the best guy, and that's why he lived on the mound. The king didn't live on the mound. He spent a lot of time on the mound if there was a king. This is what I'm saying. These people, they do not know our culture. They're relating everything to civilization. The oldest civilization on the planet is the Greeks and the Romans. Those are the two oldest civilizations that we have. I know everybody say, wait a minute, what about the Kemet and all that? They weren't civilization. We have to stop retrogressing our stuff or relating our things to what they brought about. Civilization is a culture based on lies. Look at their culture. Everything's there. They lie about every doggone thing. They don't know. They're trying to put themselves in the middle of black history, of black people's history, when they have a powerful history of their own. They just can't find it because they're trying to relate everything to this crazy guy named Darwin who had no idea what the heck he's talking about. Think about it. The theory of Darwinism, okay? A theory is a group of ideas that have not been proven yet. If the Darwin theory had been proven, they would be saying the fact of Darwinism. They don't say that Darwinism fact because it can't be proven, okay? Once you really get into the study of who we are and what's going on, you begin to understand that in our DNA, mitochondria, everything going on back, I'm trying to think of some of the names here, that's within the blood. Now that we have the electron microscope and all that stuff, and we can see what's going on. In the Bible, they talk about the blood, but hey, we never thought about the information that's in the blood, reading DNA from the blood. We never thought about that. And the preachers don't get into that portion of what they were talking about when they were talking about the blood. The Bible is a powerful book, you know what I'm saying? Right down to the little Adam and Eve thing when they were going to take the rib from the man. That was letting the scientists know that you can not only clone a man from the man's DNA, you can also clone the woman. That's what they were trying to tell them. It took them a long time to figure that out, but I think they got it. I think they got it now that they are cloning, you know, or cloning animals and stuff, now that they're getting it. But it took them a long time to reach these points because of the thought process that they have put themselves under. This is what I'm saying. You listen to these archaeologists with all these degrees. I'm listening to Sunetta TV. Those who are not listening to Sunetta TV, tune in to Sunetta sometime. And the children are out there. Oh, man, the children are so smart. Holy crap. I can't debate with them. I can talk to them, but I can't debate with them. They're smart. These children, I mean, they got this thing down to a science. They really study really hard. But there's certain things, information that they need to lock into what they're doing to bring what they're talking about more into reality. This one brother, he's relying on a degreed archaeologist for his information. If you teach a person wrong information and they pass the test with the wrong information, I don't care how many degrees they got, the information is still wrong. Archaeologists don't have the right information. And there are some that do, but they lose tenure if they bring that information out. Some of them have lost tenure. They can't study no more. They can't work in the field because they've given up the truth. You know what I'm saying? These people, civilized people, do not want the truth to come out, right? That's why I'm saying the oldest civilization on the planet is the Greek and the Romans. They're the oldest culture based on lies. We had reciprocity. We had truth. We had strong, powerful culture, but not civilizations. You know, we have to deal with the wordplay that they're putting on us. I mean, the game that they're playing is like absolutely amazing. They want you stupid. Now, if Mac hadn't have brought up this list of 20 that we're going through every Saturday, I shouldn't say every Saturday because I've been hitting and missing. If he hadn't have brought it up, I would have never looked up the Mississippi Mound Builders at all. I had no idea who they were or what they were. Every week he's giving this list out. I never checked the list out. I never checked nothing out. Now that I'm going through it, and as I'm getting more in tune with my understanding of the fact that we didn't come from this planet, they're going to come from, and how we come here, Lemurians from Mars, and what happened on Mars, and why we had to come here from Mars, I'm beginning to understand what's going on. The Mississippi Mound Builders, that's a piece of the puzzle. Follow what I'm saying? The colossal kids, the mind builders, the Lemurians, all this is pieces of the puzzle. Even the Moors. You know what I'm saying? Moors, Mars, whoa, where are you going here, brother? All that's part of the puzzle. There's a puzzle out here that we're not putting together because the Europeans, I don't call them Europeans, because this is what we've been used to calling them, the white folks. I'm the white tribe. Let me say it like it is. The white tribe, okay, don't know their history, so they're putting their history on our history, trying to make it work, and they're lying about every doggone thing. Oh, I can't say every doggone thing because they're mixing truth with lies. You know, what's that falsehood? Falsehood, or whatever they used to say in the religious circles. But this is what civilization is. So I'm suggesting, those who are on the line listening right now, I'm suggesting right now, when you talk about our cultures, stop using the word civilization, because we never had civilization, okay? Civilization is a European concept. Cultures based on lies. Now, we might have some civilized things going on right now, because everything is so whack. We don't know what's what. We don't know what's going on. We're trying to figure it out, but we still don't know what's going on. This is why I like Horace Butler. This is why I'm going to give you this list of books again that you can go and read, okay? 100 Amazing Facts About the Negro with Complete Proof, J.A. Rogers. Black Inventors Crafting Over 200 Years of Success by Kenneth C. Holmes. Stolen Legacy by Joyce James. When Rocks Cry Out by Horace Butler. The Bible, King James Version. Why you mention the Bible when you're talking about Black history? Who do you think wrote the Bible, man? You know, we got to wake up and smell a coffee. Tyrannical Scriptures by Elohim Christ. Then we got Black Science. I can't think of the brother's name. I'm looking at him. I know what he looked like, what he sounded like, what his video sounded like, but like, his name would not come up. It's just amazing, okay? But get those books. That will get you more acclimated to what's going on in your history. And I really want you to get the Blacks in Science, because you'll know that the microchip, they couldn't use the microchip without the Black software engineers, okay, calculating the decay rate of the microchip. Well, maybe we didn't know that. Well, you didn't know that the actual computer was built by a Jewish guy and a Black guy. We didn't know that. I don't remember neither one of those names. But when I was in computer science, you see, I had a black female computer science teacher, and she mentioned that. And I checked her on it, because when she asked me about the test, I put the Black guy's name on the test, and she questioned me about that. You know, I said, well, hey, didn't even. And yeah, so she let it go. But they're so used to you putting certain things on a paper to test certain tests. You see what I'm saying? It's like your children in school right now. Who discovered America? You better not put down nobody other than Christopher Columbus. Who discovered electricity? Don't put down Thomas Edison. You see what I'm saying? No. Who discovered gravity? You got people building with rocks the size of two or three trucks, but an apple falling on a guy's head, he invented gravity. Duh, you know what I mean? Or who's the medical genius that made the papyrus, the medical papyrus and all that? You better not put down Inhotep. You got to put down, I forget which white boy they got down there for the who come up with the medical stuff, but he didn't. You follow what I'm saying? You know what I mean? A lot of times I don't even know about Dr. Drew. Who come up with the blood plasma situation and died because he couldn't get in an all-white hospital. Something, that's just something to think about. And also something I want you to look up too, and we can talk about it next Saturday. Grandmaster Jay. Holy crap. I ain't going to tell you what he's doing out there. Just look up his video. Oh, my God. I like this kid. You know, look him up, and I like his voice too. He got a powerful, strong voice, much stronger than mine. Grandmaster Jay. I'll tell you a little bit about what he's doing out there. You know, if you remember the Black Panthers, he's got a unit similar to the Black Panthers set up in almost every city. Almost every city. And in the open carry states, they're out there like the white militia, strong like the white militia, 1,300, 1,600 strong sometimes, armed to the teeth, machine guns and everything else. I said, holy crap, you know? Well, this works in the white supremacist favor, because they would love to start. They want to start a race war. They really want to start a race war, you know what I mean? Because they feel as though that if they start a race war, we would lose, because a lot of the military officials, you know what I'm saying, are white, but a lot of them are Black too. I'm talking about some of these powerful generals and officers out there. You got some powerful Black men in the military. I don't know if they realize what they're talking about, but if they do jump off like that, they're going to be in trouble, really in trouble. You know what I mean? So I'm just saying, the guy's name is Grandmaster Jay. If you get a chance, look him up, okay? Because this guy He's something special. I think he's something special. I like this kid. You know, I like the way he talked, the way he moved, everything about this kid I like, you know. He's not really, the way he talks, he's not really a racist. He just want to protect black people from racism. The whole thing is amazing. Anyhow, I don't want to talk about him too much because this lecture's supposed to be about the black Mississippians. And I have to apologize because the only information I could find was given to me by the Europeans. And they don't know what they're talking about. They haven't a clue as to what they're talking about. And the only reason I can relate it to global history is because of Horace Butler. Horace Butler is teaching on the Americas. And the fact that we had, the Olympics, we had the global Olympics, all this stuff going on. And they're unlocking some of the Olympic stadiums today. You know what I'm saying? But they're pulling a switcheroo. Well, these were religious meetings and stuff like that. No, they were stadiums that they had globally where they had sports. And they were telling you some of the sports of the Mississippi and Mountain where they had the first. One of the sports was throwing the javelin. They would roll a stone, right? And they would throw a javelin to predict where the stone would stop at. And whoever's javelin was close to where the stone stopped at, they would win, you know? Don't that remind you of anything? You know what I'm saying? All the stuff that they're doing in the Olympics was already being done in the Olympics when blacks was doing the Olympics. You know what I'm saying? Basketball, baseball, all that stuff comes out of your history. But you don't know your history because they're not showing your history in school. That you run our children to their school, you have no choice, really, because our mind was in the wrong perspective. Well, we had the wrong thought process when we were raising our children. We had no idea. You follow what I'm saying? I mean, because we come from the same school system that our parents come from and their parents come from, and you're not getting no information. And the information that you're getting is watered down. Anytime they show a picture with somebody with a blind head calling Ramazoo, when Sheikh Anti Dia, oh, that's another name I need to mention too. Check out some books on Sheikh Anti Dia. This brother actually did the DNA testing himself to let us know that all of the mummies were black. He did the DNA testing himself. You cannot rely on the European DNA testing to tell you anything. You follow what I'm saying? Especially about your history, because they're fudging it. They're civilized people. You know what I mean when I'm saying civilized? They're liars. You know? And when you look up the term, you put the two terms together, civil liars, civil goes with spiritual, okay? These people lying from the spirit out. It's absolutely amazing. They're not just physical lying, they're lying about the spirit. Holy Moses. So don't ever, if you're on the line, don't ever call Kemet, Dogon, or any of our cultures a civilization. Because you're doing an injustice to them. You know what I'm saying? It's like somebody was picking with me about the tyrannical scriptures. Say, yeah, whoa, you know, somebody wrote a Bible. Wait a minute. Have you read the book? No. Well, why would you call it a Bible if you haven't read the book? You know, are you insulting me? He said, because if you're saying that the Bible is full of fairy tales, and then you mention tyrannical scriptures, and you ain't read the book. Something's up here. I'm saying, oh, I was just joking. Yeah, right. See, slander. See what I'm saying? He's slandering something. He don't know anything about it. This is how civil liars work. I'm civilized. This is how civilization does. Or civil liars, whatever you call themselves. You know what I mean? This is how they work, you know? My vocals is actually shutting down. Unbelievable. I hope it's affected for tomorrow because I got quite a few people looking for the show tomorrow and Monday. So I have to try somehow to be on the air tomorrow and Monday, you know. But I want to start it off with Saturday. I want to give a shout out. In fact, wait a minute. no, that's not. No, I thought he was on the line now. He's not on the line now. But I do want to give a shout-out to Mac. Mac's kind of sick. He's back home from the hospital, doing pretty good. I want to give him a shout-out. The Legacy of the Nation show on Saturday, we're doing this in honor of Brother Mac, because he's been doing the Saturday show at Sis Park, whatever. And, in fact, we started Legacy of the Nation together on WRD. It was me, Mac, brother from the UNIA, Ramazoo's Gossett, bless Brother Gossett, he's not with us no more. Powerful old man. This guy Gossett had, boy, this guy had knowledge, man, because he was like a Garveyite when Garvey was first here. And this guy was something. This is Brother Gossett. I have to mention his name, you know, because he's a powerful brother over there, you know. And we had Richard and a couple other brothers, too, that were pretty powerful in knowledge, history, and everything, you know. We mentioned Brother Battles, too. He's no longer with us. You know, I just mentioned some of the guys that are no longer with us, but not relating that to Brother Mac, because Brother Mac is recovering just fine, you know what I mean? And hopefully he'll be able to pick back over the Legacy of the Nation show, you know, when the Cooper is a little better. But for Saturday now, we're going to go down, I'm going down the 20 list that he set up, that he thinks we should study and read up on. And the Mississippi Mound Builders was one of the people on his list. And I'm actually amazed at when I found them, man. These people were something. In fact, they had cities that were larger than London. Think about it. They had cities that were larger than London. We're coming at 800 A.D., you know where I'm coming from? And finally, London caught up with these cities. These are how, you know, and they had technology, engineering, things that they were doing, the way they were growing, the food, everything. You know what I mean? These Mississippians were something, they were pretty interesting. I had no idea. And I couldn't relate to what they were doing, and they had things at Illinois and some other places as well. I couldn't relate to what they was doing had I not read Horace Butler, One Last Cry Out, because we're dealing with a global hookup. And then when I'm realizing how we come in from Mars, yada, yada, all that, and they didn't find the Lemurian continent until 2013. They were calling it a myth. It didn't exist and all that. 2013, they found it underwater. Now it ain't a myth no more. You know what I'm saying? When a theory becomes a fact, is when you can prove a theory, it becomes a fact. And the Marians coming in from Mars to here, it's a fact because they have found the information. I mean, we knew it was a fact. You know, talking, if you didn't know anything about the Dogons and all that, we knew it was a fact. But they had to find out so they can give themselves credit. Well, one of our architects, Brother Ruby Bean Thorne, so he the first one to discover what we already knew. You follow what I'm saying? This is what's going on this continent. They're saying, well, what you call first discovered, the mound builders, like, you know, like the indigenous people didn't know they were there. You follow what I'm saying? And they had the cities as large as London. But they didn't ask none of the indigenous people what was going on. Well, maybe the indigenous people wouldn't tell them, you know what I mean? Because a lot of our history, we just wasn't giving up, you know? It's like we're starting to give up the history now. But if the white tribe, I'm Elohim five tribes, black, brown, red, yellow, white. We're five tribes, and we're supposed to be working together. I'm just going to drop a little bit of information right here. We only got about 10 minutes left. But I just want to drop a little bit of information here. And a lot of the stuff I'm telling you, you can't Google, okay? Because maybe the people don't know it yet. They're going to discover it as they're moving in out into space. They're going to discover this stuff, like what's going on Mars. They're starting to find water. Little things they just start to discover, like the presence of buildings, things like that there on Mars. This is what I'm saying, you know? of architecture that was there on Mars, the pyramid that was there on Mars. You know, they're starting to find this stuff now. But what I'm saying is that the five tribes was there on Mars. That's what I'm saying. And we were fighting, we were building weapons to protect ourselves from each other. That's when the weapons got to the point somebody lit the spark and they start dropping their weapons and they literally obliterated the state, the surface of the planet. That's why it is what it is right there. You know what I'm saying? And we have to, because while the Elohim 5 tribe is coming into existence now, okay? You can look up the Elohim 5 tribe political party. Go look up a few things out there. But the Elohim 5 tribe is coming into existence now because we want the 5 tribes to work together to protect each other from each other. Right now, the way the white tribe is, well, not a white tribe, but we've been on the white mob rule for the last 90 years. And anybody that's under that type of rule, you know what I mean, you're going to want to protect yourself from them. So you're going to develop your weapons in order to protect yourself from these little crazy white folks that's going to, that don't have an ounce of sense in trying to do something, you know, because they feel as though it's my birthright to rule. You know, you're supposed to be my slave. Stuff Hitler was talking about, you know what I mean? We're going to make the world our slaves so that they can work for us and give us everything that we need. Duh, you know what I mean? I mentioned the Bible because the Bible gives us one clue why that's not going to work, period. We are all gods. That's what the books say. And once you get out of being a man and a woman and upgrade to being a god, then you have unlimited potential. That's what it means. It don't mean you're going to be sitting up there in a chair watching everybody, you know, sending people to hell and all that. That's not what it means. It means you have unlimited potential and that nature, see what I'm saying? Nature don't control you. You are above nature. See what I'm saying? This is why now I'm going to say this again. I say this all the time. Men and women can't fly. Man can't fly. You go outside and flap your arms all day long. It's not natural for you to flap your arms and fly like a bird. That's not natural. That put, as a man, that puts you under nature. You know what I'm saying? As a God, that puts you above nature. That means everything was done. That's why I always go against this Big Bang theory so much because they, you know, we didn't. There was never no Big Bang. Everything was designed by God. And you're designing stuff now. You're designing. You're designing planes and ships and boats and areas and art, everything you're designing. This is what you do. You design the entire cosmos. Now you can't Google that either. But you design the sun, the moon, the stars. That's what the Bible says. That's why I like the Bible so much. Once you know how to read it, if we're all God, and it said God made the heavens and the earth. Ask yourself. What kind of technology did we have to bring this planet into existence? Hello? You see what I'm saying? Now you're on a different thought process. Now you're trying to figure out, wait a minute. If we did make this planet, what was the technology that we used to do this? This is what the people who understand the Bible, this is how they think. Why do you think they glorify the Bible so much? They put the... You can't go in a hotel without the Bible being in. Why do you think they glorify? They reverence the book because they know how to read it. You and a lot of your ministers are not don't know how to read the book. You follow what I'm saying? I'm just going to give you an example right quick. We only got about, 6 minutes here. Let me give you a quick example. I'm watching Sunday TV. Okay, I like Sunday TV because they challenge the book, and they challenge the people who are trying to teach the book. And so now they tell me, you don't know the book. You don't know what you're talking about, man. So now they get right in their face with it. Anyhow, in the scripture, the passage that they said, it said, God, I made good and evil. You know what I'm saying? Well, if homosexual is evil, that means God made homosexuality. You see that thought process? That's and the people who were supposed, the ministers and all who want to show, they couldn't defend themselves. They couldn't defend that particular passage. See what I'm saying? I'm explaining right quick. If I have a microphone, right, and I say you can only use this microphone during a certain time. If you use it other than that, it's a sin, it's evil. If you use it during this time, it's good. You follow what I'm saying? Now, with the rules, I made using the microphone good or evil, but I didn't make the microphone. You understand what I'm saying? This is how good and evil is made. Good and evil is made by the rules you set. Hello? You follow what I'm saying? I mean, so it's going to make them homosexuality. In Rome, a homosexuality, it wasn't bad in Rome. You know, there wasn't no laws against homosexuality in Rome. You know what I mean? Caligula and the boys, they were having a good time up there. You know what I mean? Massaging each other. You follow what I'm saying? The rules are what makes good and evil. That's why God said, I made good and I make evil, because God is making the rules. You see what I'm saying? That determines what's good and what's bad. Excuse me. You get caught with crack cocaine, they're going to lock you up. Now, who made the rule that said crack cocaine was illegal? You follow what I'm saying? Whoever made that rule, that's why you're getting locked up. The crack itself is not evil. They made it evil because they made a rule against it. And they were coming from cannabis, what they call weed. There's nothing evil about cannabis. It's a naturally grown plant. But they made a rule. They said, if you get caught with cannabis, we're going to lock you up. So they made cannabis evil. But they didn't make cannabis. You understand what I'm saying? I'm just trying to explain. But if you don't know how to read the book, you're never going to be able to explain some of the stuff in the book. Because if you're dealing with the Bible as a religious book, man, half the stuff in there don't make sense. You understand what I'm saying? Because you have one guy saying one thing, another guy saying something else. It looks like they're contradicting each other, but they're not. You got two different guys talking. You know what I'm saying? Well, wait a minute. Somebody asked me, what evidence do you have that they made man, that man can be a god in the Bible? Well, if you study in Moses, Jehovah made Moses a god and made Aaron a prophet. It's right there in the book. You know what I mean? Once you start reading the book properly as a code book, not as a religious book. Now, tomorrow we're talking about the code. We only got a couple of minutes left. But tomorrow we'll talk about the code of the Bible. My voice is holding up. If it's not, I'm going to have to do a rerun. But I'm going to be on the air one way or another. I'm going to be on the air talking. So, well, maybe not talking a lot. I'm going to have to do the rerun on the thing. You know what I mean? So I'll bring up another episode. But I'll be watching the board. So if somebody have a question or something, I can answer the questions and stuff. I just won't be talking a lot. I don't know why my vocals are not holding up like they're supposed to. That's kind of weird, you know? But at any rate, before we stop streaming, I always like to, oops, let me out of here. Yeah, before we stop streaming, I like to do my closing assertion. So if I can bring it up real quick, I do know it, but I like to read it. I have walked the path. I walked the path of this divine energy today, and all my energy went out for a divine purpose, and I eagerly embrace its return. So let it be written, so let it be done. Remember, read what you sow is what's going on. You're going to read what you sow physically, you're going to read what you sow mentally. They figured out the mental part, finally. That's why they come out with these tapes of secret, the greatest secret on earth, you know. What you think about you, what you think about you bring about. That's really what you saw. All of it is really what you saw. Science, they call it science because they don't want you related to the book that your ancestors wrote for you. You know what I'm saying? It's all science is all read what you sow. That's all. That's what. That's exactly what it is. And they make things so doggone complicated. I mean, holy crap! You have to, and they use such different terminologies and languages, man. You have to be a linguist to really understand what they're saying. You know what I mean? The way they change things around. But with that, I also want to say that love is the act to make others feel good. So tomorrow, make sure you have a feel-good day, making others feel good. And with that, we'll chit-chat with you tomorrow, 8 to 9 o'clock, and we're talking about Bible 2.0. We're going to go into that Bible tomorrow. So you Bible scholars, tune in. Much love, and I'll chit chat with you tomorrow. If you're looking, signing off.